What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Thursday, January 31st, 2019, last day of the month here. Thank goodness it's Thursday. Or actually, it's sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. And of course, only 2 weeks to go until Valentine's Day. So if you have a significant other, start laying your plans now so that you don't miss that. We have a lot to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Sam is in our control room, ready to answer the phone. Put you on the air with your comments, questions, and opinions. And let's get right on into it. Let's start with Venezuela, because obviously that is the number one flashpoint that's going on right now. And apparently, Venezuela's self-proclaimed interim president, Juan Guaido, I guess is how it's pronounced, apparently has been holding secret talks with members of Venezuela's military. He's trying to basically get them to desert Maduro and come over onto his side. And obviously that's going to be a major factor. Whoever has the military on their side is going to prevail in this situation. So far, the military seem to be indicating that they're standing with Maduro. But apparently Guaido is offering them amnesty in exchange for abandoning President Maduro. Now, I'm not sure what he's offering them amnesty from, because they haven't done anything yet. So we'll see what's going to happen over there. I imagine there's probably some very generous offers being made to some of those commanders out here. Maduro called on the people of the United States, that's us, to deter the Trump administration from putting boots on the ground in Venezuela, warning that any intervention would backfire, leading to a new Vietnam-like disaster. And he's absolutely accurate in portraying it that way, because the United States does very well in open desert warfare. They've never really done very well in jungles, as we learned in Vietnam here. But I don't think there's going to be a full-on U.S. invasion of Venezuela. I think the U.S. is going to do what they did in Syria. They're going to try and find the disaffected military deserters. They're going to give them guns and weapons and say, you go get Maduro for us. And because a full-on invasion is going to inflame the entire region. You've got the reality that you're having to deal with Russia, which is in there with their own interests. But it almost does seem like inflaming the region may be on the agenda, because John Bolton is out there. Now he's talking about three Caribbean South American governments, Venezuela, Nicaragua, and Cuba. He's calling them the Troika of evil, and talking about going after all of them at the same time, which that didn't work out too well at the Bay of Pigs. And let's be very honest here, okay? We're not winning in Afghanistan. We're certainly not winning in Syria to be taking on one, let alone three, additional new wars is not a good idea at this time. I would definitely not advise against it. Over in the Independent in Great Britain, they're reporting that Maduro has accused Donald Trump of hiring the Colombian mafia to assassinate him. And he's saying, Donald Trump has without doubt given an order to kill me and has told the government of Colombia and the Colombian mafia to kill me. And critics argue that Maduro's claim is a red herring tactic to rally up support in Venezuela amid mass protest against his socialist government and the debilitating inflation and food and medicine shortages in the Latin American country. Well, maybe, maybe not. Like I said, I think the plan for Venezuela is not a full-on outright military intervention, but something covert using a proxy. Because it will turn into another Vietnam. If we go on in there into that jungle, it will be another Vietnam. Meanwhile, Moscow is out there saying they will do whatever it takes, in quote marks, whatever it takes to defend its interests in Venezuela. Now, Moscow has said that U.S. sanctions against Venezuela's state-run oil company are illegal. They're enforcing unfair competition. And a Kremlin spokesman has reiterated that Russia is prepared to use all mechanisms available to defend its economic interests in Venezuela, interests that are closely tied to the Maduro government. And I think we ought to be taking them seriously. Now, according to Russia Today, Russia has extended billions of dollars of loans to PDVSA, that's the state-run oil company, and mostly via oil firm Rosneft. The company has extended $6 billion of loans, which must be repaid in crude oil by the end of the year. And data from Standard & Poor's Global Platts shows that as of November 2018, Venezuela had a $3.1 billion outstanding loan to repay to Rosneft. Rosneft also has five joint upstream projects with PDVSA in Venezuela. So Russia's down there. They're saying, leave us alone. We're going to do a shout out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. And again, Russia's Lavrov is saying these U.S. sanctions imposed by the United States on Venezuela's oil company are illegal under international law. Lavrov said the sanctions amounted to an attempt by the United States basically to confiscate Venezuelan state assets. All righty. Over in the European Union, their parliament is urging member states to recognize Guaido as Venezuela's interim president. They're all just dogpiling on here. And again, I want to get back to a simple reality here. It is up to the Venezuelan people to decide who's going to be their president. It really isn't any business of any other country to go on in there and do that, even though the U.S. is in a bad habit of regime changing all over the place. The Venezuelan people elected Maduro in an election that was described by international observers as clearly transparent and honest. Former President Jimmy Carter said that Venezuela has one of the most honest and transparent election systems in the world, better even than what we have here in the United States. Anyway, the members of the European Parliament pledged full support for Venezuela's opposition-controlled parliament, the National Assembly, urging the EU states to accredit the envoys appointed by the opposition. And the resolution was adopted 439 votes to 104 with 88 members of the European Parliament abstaining. So they're all just piling on in there. Now, Spain, France, Germany, the Netherlands, and Great Britain have demanded to recognize Venezuela's opposition leader Juan Guaido as the head of the crisis-torn country if the new elections are not announced in Venezuela until the end of this week. And, of course, Maduro is saying, no, we just had elections. I won. And the EU is expressing its support for dialogue between the Venezuelan parties, has suggested an international contact group be set up in order to settle the crisis in the Latin American country. Well, the crisis is of the United States and the West's making. And by the way, on this last election, the United Nations wanted to send observers. It was the opposition group that didn't want them to show up. Just keep that in mind here. Britain is calling for EU sanctions on Maduro. And again, the article is just loaded up with all these negative words. You know, Maduro's government is a bunch of kleptocrats. They've enriched themselves on the back of the rest of the population, which sounds a lot like what we have here in the United States of America. Now, there's an organization called the Lima Group. It was set up in 2017 to try and find a peaceful solution to the crisis in Venezuela. They are opposed to Maduro. They're taking sides with Juan Guaido. But they are out there saying that they oppose military intervention in Venezuela, probably because of the realization it could trigger war across the entire continent. So they're out there in opposition to military conflict here. CNN, fresh from its wonderfully prescient view of the arrest of Roger Stone, is once again out there, selling the propaganda. They're trying to manufacture consent for the coup attempt in Venezuela. And I don't think the American people are too happy about it. We've really had our fill of war here. But CNN had this so-called exclusive report from inside Venezuela. It aired multiple times on the network on January 28th. It's a good example of how influential media outlets in the U.S. effectively create propaganda for the opposition, which, by the way, is now receiving funds from President Donald Trump's administration. For the four-minute report, CNN correspondent Nick Patton-Welsh went undercover, at least that's what they're calling it, in order to capture the desperation gripping the nation. And they basically went on in to demonstrate hyperinflation at grocery stores. Venezuelans lined up in lines for fuel and food, especially in Caracas, and opposition demonstrations on January 23rd. Now, interestingly enough, first of all, it wasn't socialism that destroyed Venezuela's economy. Socialism originally, under the Bolivarian Revolution, it was working. But Venezuela has been the target of U.S. economic war for decades. And that's the reason conditions are so bad in Venezuela. They're literally trying to starve them to death. And as far as the demonstrations, there are demonstrations supportive of Maduro. But you're never going to see those on corporate media. No, no, Maduro's bad. Maduro's bad. Assad is bad. And the Afghanis are bad, and Putin's bad, and we've, you know, got to send you to get them for us here. All right, over in Syria, Director of U.S. National Intelligence Dan Coats is saying that Iran will quite likely retaliate against Israel's continuing air raids on Syria. Now, Israel is, as you know, constantly launching attacks inside Syria, claiming to hit Iranian targets there. Now, Iran has been offering advisory military assistance to the Syrian government in its counterterrorism battle against the U.S.-backed factions. There are no Iranian boots on the ground. I'm sure there's material support as well. Now, the last time Israel attacked Syria, they bombed Syrian military assets. So, again, getting on back to U.S. Director of National Intelligence Dan Coats, he, in testimony before the Senate Intelligence Committee, said he believes Iran wants to avoid a major armed conflict with Israel, but that continued Israeli attacks on targets in Syria may spark the Iranian retaliation and in turn lead to a regional war. Yeah, it does seem to be heading that way. Another article on the same subject. This one's out of lowblog.com. War against Iran becoming ever more likely. And look at all the people who are pushing for it. John Bolton, Bibi Netanyahu. They've been lusting after war in Iran for a very, very long time. They've been trying to justify it, saying Iran is building nuclear weapons. Israel's been screaming that Iran is just weeks away from a nuclear weapon. They've been saying that for 30 years, and it hasn't happened. And by the way, the IAEA and U.S. intelligence agencies are still saying that Iran is not making any moves that would indicate a desire to produce nuclear weapons. They're still in full compliance with the P5 plus one agreement. But the people who want war, they want their war. And it looks like there's a lot of pressure that's being brought to bear on Trump to go ahead and start the war in Iran. Now, here's something to think about. We're already mired in wars in Afghanistan, Syria, Libya, Yemen by proxy, seven officially declared wars. Well, they're not officially declared. Congress has never declared war. Seven officially acknowledged wars. And we've got military in 40% of the world's countries. So now John Bolton is talking about going to Afghanistan, Nicaragua, and Cuba. And now they're talking about Iran. We just don't have the military to do it. We don't have the personnel unless they bring back the draft, and that is going to provoke outrage among the American people. So, I think what's going to happen is the House Democrats are going to launch a whole bunch of investigations into Trump and just keep piling the pressure on until he caves in and goes along with the war agenda. Meanwhile, in eastern Syria, U.S. airstrikes killed 8 civilians from the same family, and they were attacking Baghouz, which is the so-called last village of ISIS, and they killed at least 8 civilians, all from the same family, including 3 women and 5 children. Now, heavy U.S. airstrikes against populated civilian areas have been a recurring source of civilian deaths in this last ISIS enclave in Syria. And, of course, the U.S. government called it, well, it's collateral damage. You know, we're sorry. You know, they just got in the way, but at least we're getting the bad guys here. This is very interesting. A U.S. court has ordered the Syrian government to pay the family of journalist Marie Colvin $302 million after the judge found Damascus responsible for her death. And apparently the judgment is claiming the Syrian military and their intelligence apparatus targeted the broadcasts of Colvin and other journalists during the siege of Homs, and that Marie was killed during the shelling of the Bab Amer Media Center in Homs on February 22nd, 2012. Well, it's good for demonizing Syria, but U.S. courts don't really have jurisdiction over there. And so I don't think Syria is going to be writing any checks anytime soon here. Meanwhile, Moscow, the foreign ministry, is expressing their concern that the White Helmets have not abandoned their attempt to stage more false flag chemical attacks against civilians, Syrian civilians, in order to blame on Assad, which would allow the United States to go on in either with cruise missile attacks or more boots on the ground and say, see, we have to say that evil Assad, he's gassing his own people. And again, why would Assad do something like that? We know why ISIS would. They're trying to get the war going. Assad doesn't have a reason to use chemical weapons against Syrian civilians. He knows it will justify a U.S. intervention. He doesn't need to use the chemical weapons. He's pretty much won the war. It doesn't make any sense at all. And if you ever stop to ask yourself, if Assad was going to use chemical weapons, why didn't he use them on the terrorists? Why is it always civilians? Why is it always kids? Why? To magnify the shock value. Oh, my goodness, Assad is gassing women and children. Well, no, the White Helmets are, and they're gassing women and children so that you will be shocked and say, oh, my goodness, what a terrible thing. And you will disconnect your cerebral cortex and not really think about, does the story make sense? So anyway, Maria Zakharova was at a briefing saying that according to available information, a group of activists, the White Helmet, have prepared the necessary equipment in several hospitals of Idlib to film such provocations. So it looks like we're going to get another false flag chemical attack. Anyway, Russian Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Ryabkov was at a meeting with representatives of 5 major nuclear powers, China, France, Russia, the United Kingdom, and the United States, a.k.a. the Nuclear Five, and says the level of potential conflict in the world has reached a dangerous point, and boy, does he have that one right. One reckless mistake, one bad piece of computer code, and the shooting is going to start. And again, that's an aspect to our current situation. We didn't have to deal with in World War I and World War II. I mean, mistakes were made. You know, people fired guns they ought not to. But now we have all these automated weapons. And if there's a software error, if there's a programming error, these automated weapons could start a war before any humans could possibly intervene. That's what happened when the USS Vincennes shot down that Iranian passenger jetliner. That was a software error. Same thing with the accidental shootdown of TWA-800. Software error. It's a new aspect to war that we have to keep an eye on. We've got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And if you would like to help out Republic Broadcasting, and they do need it, no way to put this politely, Republic Broadcasting needs you. The postal address to send a check, money order, or if you prefer anonymity, cash, is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can make a credit or debit card donation or pledge to be a recurring subscriber is 800-724-2719, extension 1 during business hours, extension 3 at all other time. The network thanks you. Okay, getting on over to Israel. As you know, there's been a big stink over Airbnb deciding to no longer list rental properties in the occupied territories of the West Bank. And it's become a big, ugly issue with Israel screaming, oh, you're a bunch of anti-Semites, you're a bunch of Jew haters. But Amnesty International has now waded in on the issue. And it's basically they're calling for all online travel sites to ban listings from the Israeli settlements in the occupied West Bank, and basically said that Airbnb, Booking.com, Expedia, TripAdvisor are promoting tourism in Israeli settlements within the Palestinian-occupied West Bank that most of the world considers to be illegal. And this influx of tourism dollars is allowing the settlers to build more on stolen Palestinian land. So Israel has already responded by banning Amnesty International. How dare you say that tourism companies are profiting from Israel's war crimes in the occupied West Bank, which is exactly what's going on here. So, and again, an unusual anti-Semitic boycott and delegitimization campaign, blah, 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 blah. And Israel comes on out and says, you know, are you saying we don't have a right to exist? And nobody's saying that. It's the way Israel exists that is worthy of criticism. It's not about their religion. It's not about their ethnicity. It is their behavior, specifically the behavior of Israel's government. And we have a right under the First Amendment to protest, to denounce that behavior. Apparently, in the northern plains of the occupied West Bank, a group of illegal Israeli colonist settlers attacked a group of Palestinian shepherds, throwing rocks at the shepherds and at the flocks. And apparently, the Israeli assailants came from the illegal Rotem colony, which was built on Palestinian land. So they're still out there behaving like they do here. The United Nations yesterday has urged Israeli occupation authorities to end what they describe as interference in Palestinian children's education in the occupied Palestinian territory. Now, this has been the result of several incidents that have occurred where the Israeli forces will simply raid a school and they don't arrest anybody. They just go on in and cause a lot of noise. They traumatize the kids. They disrupt the educational process. And apparently last year alone, there were 111 documented cases of interference to education in the West Bank affecting more than 19,000 children. And so the UN basically came on out and said that the children have to be better protected from the effects of the Israeli occupation. Unfortunately, that's not likely to happen. Israel doesn't listen to the United Nations. They hold themselves as being above the law. Now, there's been an interesting little development having to do with that Senate Bill 1. This was the bill sponsored by Marco Rubio and AIPAC that, first of all, handed a lot of money to Israel and voted to basically criminalize the boycott, divestment, sanctions movement, to criminalize criticism of Israel. Surprisingly, a lot of Democrats are saying they're going to vote against this bill because it will strengthen the peaceful boycott, divestment, and sanctions movement. And they're absolutely right. People are going to start paying attention, saying, you know, what's going on that they felt they had to pass a law here? The banned in Boston effect. The other reason I think they're voting against it is they dread a Supreme Court challenge that would establish firmly that we have a First Amendment right to criticize the actions of the government of Israel. And right now, I think they want to leave it as on kind of a vague footing where they can scream, you're an anti-Semite, you're a Jew hater, and get you to shut up. Overall, though, especially here in the United States, support for Israel's behavior seems to be on the wane. Israel still has a lot of support from European Jews, but American Jews are starting to pull back, and they're starting to realize Israel's actions are actually making the world a more dangerous place for all the world's Jewish people. So that one may go down to defeat. Okay, we're going to take another break here for commercials. We've got a caller waiting on the line, and we will be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go to the phones here. Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike, I want to respond to that gentleman in New York that called about the woman he watched on the news or whatever from supposedly either Venezuela or outside Venezuela. But, you know, Lenny's right. You gotta do your research. I know. I mean, you can go to The Last Vagabond. You go to What Really Happened, Ratam. You can go to RT on YouTube, RT America, look up that news with Rick Sanchez. He had an interview with Max Blumenthal. Max Blumenthal wrote that article with Dan Cohen, and it's at the Gray Zone about how this guy was groomed, Guaido.
Yeah.
Outside of Venezuela, in like Belfast or something, and a group of people. And this guy, Mike Guaido, there is opposition in every country of the world, you know, there's always
yes.
opposition party. But this guy was because Venezuela's got a lot of opposition parties, but he was a part of a small group of, like, they're extremists. Like, I don't know if you know this, but they actually would cordon off neighborhoods and indoctrinate people and get them to go out and cause the violence against, like, the, you know, the police, you know, and there was reports where they would string up these metal lines across the road. And, you know, a lot of people ride motorcycles in in Venezuela. And
yes,
people would ride through the metal line and they cut somebody's head off, like decapitate. I mean, this guy is no good, and that's why he's perfect for what Washington and Britain. If you notice, Mike, how they're all lined up, the same countries, the same ones that are either puppets or they're all part of that, they're going to get the oil, you know?
Yes.
Britain's going to get the oil. You know what? It's, I get so angry like Lenny did because, Mike, look at all the people that go along with it. Not only the leaders of the country, but the media in all the countries, BBC, and it makes you sick on how all these people just do it. It's not even, I mean, I don't know, would it be part ideology? It's just about money.
It's about the money. It's about the money. I mean, you know, the United States has been wanting to get into Venezuela. First of all, they oppose the Bolivarian socialism, where the wealth of the nation is spent on the nation's people. That sets a bad example for, you know, the serfs in every other country who are supposed to live lives of borderline poverty while the elites get insanely rich.
That's their choice, you know. Like, if they vote for a socialist or a communist, that's not for you or me, you know, to decide. It's their country, and that's who they voted for, you know. And this has nothing to do with that because, you know, what your listener from New York, you know, have we learned our lesson from Iraq, the lie, Ukraine, Operation Ajax in the 50s, and Iran, right? It's just on and on and on. It's the same playbook. So you can't turn around and say, well, maybe this time is different. Maybe what they're saying is nothing what your government tells you is true anymore, and the media.
No.
You got to do your own research, you know. And, Mike, remember that woman, Maria Conchita Gonzalez? She was, like, on Running Man, that movie. Remember, she used to be hard-lined against, like, Chavez, remember? I wonder where she's at now, because I haven't heard a peep from her. She was all against those because she's part of that extremist element that, you know, I mean, it's just amazing. I haven't heard from anybody from Hollywood yet out on this, have you?
No, I haven't really, but then I don't pay much attention to people in Hollywood anymore ever since, I got blacklisted. But I imagine there'll be some opinions voiced on that. But right now, the corporate media, they're trying to manufacture the consent. They're trying to sell us yet another war. And if you get called by a pollster and just say, no, we've had too many wars already. We're war weary. It's time to knock it off and find another way for this country to do business.
And then you had a caller from Maine about the wall. Trump could have started building the wall. He could have used the money from the budget. He had all these opportunities. Like I said, he put all these wrong people in. And he had opportunity to start doing some of the, and he kept dragging his feet. And then he got to wait till February 15th. And then, Mike, if nothing happens after that, he's finished.
I agree. I absolutely agree.
Have a good show.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. Yeah, it's time for Trump to put up or shut up. And all righty. Let's go back to the phones here to George in Texas. Aloha, George. Aloha, George. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
How you doing, Mike? You know, the thing is, with these states passing these late-term abortions, you know, everybody's panicking, but guess what? I have a feeling a lot of doctors are going to refuse to do it.
I'm already hearing that from delivery nurses saying that they're not going to do that.
And here's also the thing, too. I can see the governor saying, your medical license and you're going to be arrested if you refuse. And I will tell you one thing. That'd be a nice Supreme Court battle to go all the way to Supreme
Court. I think it's one that's going to wind up at the Supreme Court. I mean, you know, it's one thing to talk about terminating a baby in the first trimester. Second trimester, you're really pushing it. But now for New York and Virginia to have literally said they can kill the baby after it's born, I mean, that is utterly ridiculous. And Virginia's governor was actually on the radio, actually on video. There's a videotape of it basically saying, the baby can be born, and then the mother and the doctor will decide what they want to do. I'm sorry, called infanticide. It's called murder.
Murder. Well, you know what? I hope the doctors refuse. Let them get arrested, because I'll tell you one thing. There'll be a lot of us standing behind the doctors, because, And the thing is, you know, this is why when there's voter fraud going on and that the Democrats are doing, don't let them get away with it. Don't let them do it and stand by and watch them. You know, get in there and stop it, you know, because look what happens, Mike.
Yep.
When you got election fraud, voter fraud. And the thing is, I'm even like in Texas where election seats were stolen. I'm like saying there's no statute of limitations on fraud. That includes voter fraud.
Well, unfortunately, you're wrong on that one. At least here in the state of Hawaii, there's something like just a few weeks window to file a challenge to an election. And after that, basically, it's over and done with. It's certified, and that's the end of it. But it is very alarming that they're pushing this agenda here. I mean, what's it going to be next? Abortion will be legal out to 1 year old, 2 years old? I mean, that's really getting sick.
And, man, you know, and another thing is, too, is like with these gun confiscation laws, I just curious, even like some law enforcement in Texas talk about these red flag laws. They say when it starts kicking in, you're going to see the attrition rate go up among police officers because there's no due process with these red flag laws.
No, there
isn't.
No way
to verify. There's no due process.
No, it's just somebody says, I think this person is dangerous, and they get disarmed, and they have to spend thousands of dollars to get their guns back. I'm really glad that up in Washington State, the sheriffs there are refusing to enforce those new gun laws. And we're starting to see this pushback against this Democratic agenda of everybody totally disarmed and, you know, abortion on demand up to the moment of birth. I mean, that one really ought to wake people up.
Well, can I have a feeling that Democrats are really pushing for national suicide of their party for what they're pushing? The Democrats in Colorado voting for the end of the Electoral College? I don't think so.
That would take a constitutional amendment. They'll never get it through.
Yeah. But anyway, Mike, thank you. I'll let you get back to the show.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Joe in California. Aloha, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I got a question on BDS vis-a-vis Israel, but if there's a station break, I hope you can hold me over. First, I wanted to ask you regarding Bernie Sanders. I know you said you would vote for Bernie Sanders. You would have voted for him in 2016 if you got the nomination. What's Bernie Sanders' position on the borders? Is he an open borders guy? Because I have a feeling he is.
I don't think he's taken a position on that. At least not one that I've heard. Obviously, before I would vote for him, I would, you know, have to take a much closer look at him and his policies. The problem is that during the campaign, everybody is lying. They're telling you what you want to hear to get your votes. I mean, Obama campaigned in 2008 on ending the wars. The wars continued. Yep. Trump campaigned in 2016 on ending the wars. The wars are continuing, and now it looks like we're going to go into Venezuela. So at this point, it's really impossible to know what a politician is really going to do once they win office because they seem to view it as their divine right to lie to the voters to get elected.
Sure. You know, I wanted to go on just a quick point on Venezuela. Excellent calls yesterday from Lenny in California and Peter. Peter gave a great analysis on if there's a military if the U.S. sends forces there or even supports a guerrilla force. Unlike Korea and Vietnam, there's not a superpower or a large power like China on the border. So I think it would be, I don't think it would be very difficult for them to overthrow that government in Caracas. But one thing about these elites in Latin America, I mean, they're all over the world. They do the bidding of the U.S., but this Latin elite is really despicable. They're more at home in Miami, in New York, in L.A. They have contempt for their compatriots, especially this Venezuelan elite because of the oil.
But yes,
vis-a-vis the oil, it's not about control of the oil, Mike, in the sense that the U.S. wants to consume the oil because we have enough oil domestically. There's a Russian angle in this. They want control of the oil so they can increase production and weaken Russia and weaken OPEC plus Russia, because you increase production in Venezuela that has more, the highest proven reserves in the world, that price of oil is just going to, you know, is going to drop precipitously, and Russia is going to be weakened as a result. So it's also
So will our big oil corporations as well, and that's why they're going to oppose it. But it isn't just pumping out the oil and selling it. It's making sure that it sells only for the U.S. dollar to bring back the petrodollar.
Yes.
That's the real prize here.
That's a true point. Lastly, on the BDS question, a lot of times I go to the markets and I'll, you have that Sabra Hummus, which is an Israeli company, or Turkish products like Turkish apricots, Turkish pomegranate juice, and I'll get into conversations with consumers and say you shouldn't buy these products. You know, they most of the time, most cases they don't know who's behind these products, but I'll tell them, Sabra, you're supporting Israeli occupation, or in the case of Turkey, you're supporting a government that has imprisoned more journalists than any other government in the world, or has banned more political parties than any other government in the world. So I'm just curious, if this BDS law passes, would I be in violation of that law, and could they just put me in jail for educating fellow shoppers?
Yeah, that's the goal of all of these laws, and 26 states have already passed laws criminalizing BDS. Now, it doesn't involve jail time, but there's definitely some stiff fines out there. Somebody needs to get this to the Supreme Court and establish that there is a First Amendment still at large in this country.
Absolutely. I don't know what's gotten into these. I mean, I know they're controlled and owned by the Israeli lobby, but taking it to this extent, this extreme, where you're basically infringing on my First Amendment rights.
Well, I would stand on Marburg versus Madison. An anti-BDS law is automatically null and void because it is unconstitutional.
Absolutely, but I don't have much confidence in our judges.
Well, unfortunately, that could be a real problem. But this does need to go up to the Supreme Court.
Absolutely. Thank you, Mike.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Joe in Tennessee. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Anyway, hello.
Yes, you're on the air.
Oh, hey, Mike. It's two Joes in a row.
Yes.
Anyway. Schumer, did you hear what he said? He said that he calls on the CIA to stage an intervention with Trump. I mean, did they stage an intervention with JFK, too? I mean, what's Schumer asking for? I mean, he's the same senator who said, when Trump first got in, there was six ways from Sunday for the intelligence agencies to get even with you, you know?
This
guy's a real creep, and... I hear a lot of criticism of Trump and everything, but this is a prime example of what he's up against. I mean, here's the Senate minority leader making veiled threats at the President of the United States, knowing that the deep state and the intelligence communities hate him, hate his trying to get out of Syria, hate his trying to get out of Afghanistan. I'm sure they would love for him to start a war in Venezuela. And if he does, I'll never call in to support him again, because he's, so far he's kept us out of these neocon rhino wars. But in Venezuela, I don't think so. I think he's just going to work to try to put, that other guy in and get rid of the socialists down there. But if it becomes a hot war, it's insanity. And I don't think he's, I think he's doing probably what he did with North Korea. He's rattling the sabers to make a deal. I mean, the guy is a deal maker. The other thing I think about is this idea, like I heard Dustin talking about, like Trump getting blamed if they don't build the wall. Well, I don't know. I'm a fair-minded person, and I think that Trump's doing pretty much everything possible to try to build that wall. I mean, he had Ryan, the rhino, in there blocking him. He's got Pelosi with the shutdown. I mean, she lasted 34 days. I couldn't believe it. I thought she'd cave after 2 weeks. So he's got his own party against him, So I don't know. I don't know how much blame people can give him. I mean, every time I see him on TV, he's talking about the war, how important it is, and how he's going to get funds from here or there. I mean, he's not a dictator. He is the president. He's got to work with the legislature. And I think he's putting up a fight, and he hasn't really given up yet.
Well, again, it's going to come down to, is the wall going to get built? And meanwhile, every day that goes by that it isn't built, more illegal immigrants are pouring into our country. They're costing our economy, you know, tens of billions of dollars. I mean, the illegal immigrants in this country are costing this nation far more than the money that it would take to build that wall. But the Democrats want them because they're going to vote. I mean, you saw that report out of Texas, something like almost 60,000 people who were ineligible to vote were registered to vote. And they think about 40,000 of them voted in the last election. I mean, that's a major problem. And the Democrats absolutely love that. Anyway, listen, Joe, I got to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials. We're going to be back with another phone call after these few words.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And before we go back to the phones here, somebody just emailed me an article from January of last year where apparently a University of Tennessee student was arguing that two-year-old children could be aborted. They have no right to life, so this guy says, because they cannot communicate. And therefore, we don't know that they're sentient or self-aware. So I was kind of joking when I said, what's next? One-year-old, two-year-old. But this student, pro-abortion, was out there arguing very seriously that because two-year-old kids cannot yet communicate, they don't have a right to life. And then the same person sent me back this other article from back in 2014, where apparently over at a Texas college campus, UT students signed a petition saying that it should be right to abort newborn babies up to 5 years old. I mean, that is just absolutely, absolutely nonsense. All right, let's go back to the phones. Art, off the grid, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's in your mind?
Holy crap. Seriously?
Seriously.
I would argue, yo, dude, dudette, whatever, you don't have a right to live, okay? How about I come cut your freaking head off and we'll see just exactly where your right to life is, okay? Anyway, 3 points. The first one, the previous caller, Donald Trump could have done the wall and several other things if he actually knew the authority that he has as president and exercised that authority. Two, as far as Venezuela goes, I'm kind of wondering, kind of curious, maybe if we may not be looking at another, remember when George Bush went into Panama after Noriega kind of thing?
Yes.
I'm kind of wondering if that might be what we're looking at there. And I suddenly forgot what that third thing was.
Well,
I guess maybe I was so taken aback by the dude talking about two-year-olds can't communicate. I guess I was just so taken aback by that. The third one just kind of lost me. I can't believe people actually think this way. Oh, yeah, I know what it was. Virginia. Did you hear about Virginia? I want to kind of get your thoughts on this. Did you hear about, I believe it was Virginia, one of their state legislators tried to come up with something similar to New York's new abortion law, and
yeah.
This one so-called colleague of hers in the Virginia legislature signed on as a co-sponsor, and now she is backpedaling like crazy with comments like, well, I guess maybe I should have actually read it before I signed on. Mike, where have we heard this one before?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. We have to pass it to know what's in it. But a lot of people are reacting very negatively to this. And again, the pro-abortion people, the Planned Parenthood people, they really have convinced themselves that babies, even at the moment of birth, are just bundles of cells and they don't have a right to life. And it's basically okay to kill them if that's what the mother wants.
Yep. It's an insane world, folks. Have a good one, man.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. The phone lines are open again here. Okay. Apparently, we got to take a break for station identification, and we will be right back.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations. A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.